¡Sí se puede!
The rally was organized by advocacy groups, including the Drug Policy Alliance and chapters of the New York Civil Liberties Union. They say momentum is growing in 2020 to enact a law to allow adult New Yorkers to buy cannabis for recreational use. The groups also say the plan needs to include funding for communities that suffer disproportionately during marijuana prohibition. The assembly sponsor of the bill, Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes, agrees. She says there needs to be a dedicated fund from revenues raised through drug sales to set up programs like job training and helping people transition from prison back into society.
Some people have been incarcerated. Most people have not. Some people have lost their communities and their families. Other people have gained swimming pools. I'm not mad about that, but what I am saying is if we bring this industry above ground, so that it can be open and fair to all people, then there has to be some repayment to the people who paid the price.
Governor Andrew Cuomo proposed a legalization measure for the second year in a row during his State of the State message.
Let's legalize adult use of marijuana.
He said it could generate $300 million in new tax revenues. Cuomo says he agrees that part of that money should go to communities disproportionately affected by prohibition, but in his bill, he directs all of the revenues into the state's general fund. Peoples-Stokes, speaking to reporters after the rally, says the governor means well, but the bill needs to have that dedicated fund.
I know the governor has a good heart, and I know that he probably will try to make sure that there are resources invested in communities of colors that have been disimpacted. But quite honestly, he's not governor for life. There could be another governor in 5 years. And it took decades to destroy these communities. It's not going to take 2 years to fix them.
She says if the ultimate agreement does not include the fund, she won't vote for it.
We have to convince them. And no, I'm not going to support the bill if it's not in there.
Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says she also wants a dedicated fund for adversely impacted communities, but is not ready to draw any lines in the sand. She says the Senate will make every effort in the next few weeks to get the item passed as part of the state budget.
It's as good a prospect as was last year. We'll see if we can work through some of the issues.
In 2019, the measure did not become part of the budget, and it failed as a standalone bill when it could not generate enough votes in the Senate. This year, more senators support legalizing cannabis, and polls show that the majority of voters are with them. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.